You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
I think we should do play-by-play on this.
But I do too.
But we run the risk of doing, if we do that, if we do play-by-play, we run the risk of, if something terrible happens, having worked for an hour and a half that we really enjoyed that nobody can ever hear.
Mm-hmm. Happens sometimes.
You want to give me 20 minutes on Tua?
I love how you have us rolling the dice today. Like, this is a big risk for us.
Yeah, right, I don't think Chris Cody's name is going to be in the headlines this go round.
No.
I feel like if the richest man in the world perishes in an explosion, what we said today probably won't be that important, right?
Other than the headline, Levitard Show mocks Bezos catastrophe.
Well, before it happened.
Yeah, I'll kick the coverage. We'll do a whole write-up on it.
Right. Playing the results.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Billy's right. We're overestimating how important we are. If something tragic did happen, what we said today would be like 13th result on Google.
But what a way for us to go out.
I would love just like an immediate flash forward to like the Cryon and Wolf Blitzer, Darren Lobertard insensitive.
Wait a minute. That was not Wolf Blitzer.
No, it was more Tom Brokaw.
It really was.
Darren Lobertard. It was very
Project news today out of Miami, Florida, where Darren Lobertard was insensitive.
It was very jowly.
We take a moment to mourn the loss of Wally Funk.
Would there be wings on this thing? Like, I don't see anything that's going to kind of be navigating this in any direction, right? Am I wrong? I mean, I've never built an airplane or a rocket ship before, but I feel like they should have wings of some kind.
Well, a parachute. At one point, a Lovatard's producer dismissively called Wally Funk Aunt May from the Spider-Man movie.
Another producer who's vacationing in SeaWorld wondered whether Bezos' death would be good for Jeff Bezos.
If we were to release this episode in real time, like right now, would we be taking a bigger risk or would Jeff Bezos be taking a bigger risk?
We're the true pioneers here. Right. We're the ones putting our lives on the line.
That's right.
You guys got to check out Wally Funk's official website, wallyfly.com.
Right.
Oh, man.
We need to get Wally Funk on if she makes it.
Yeah.
I think we're the only ones going after her.
Maybe.
Is this website made on Netscape?
Oh, wow.
It's like the old Space Jam. It's like the old Space Jam website.
GeoCities.
Angel Fire.
Hey, we got Ronan Farrow.
No, that's true.
We'll be blackballed by him if this episode ever comes out 5 years from now. What do we do for the next 17?
Let's do Big Suey about this too. Let's do Big Suey and let's go. Let's double down.
Seriously though, I do get asked a lot about Tua, and I don't know what to tell people.
What about him?
I don't know if I'm supposed to have phase. Here's what I say. I say he throws the nicest sideline pattern in the NFL. That's all I got for him.
Do you care that Chris Sims is putting him in like the 30s of his rankings or very low, and that Chris Sims is already out, as I think most people should be, on the idea that he's ever going to be Justin Herbert? Like, I feel like that one's been called already. No offensive line.
Well, then Herbert wins.
Not enough wide receivers. That in terms of what the ceiling can be for either one of them can't reach the ceiling of the other.
Did we see enough? I mean, he didn't have a training camp. I know Herbert had the same, you know, was dealing with the same stuff, but did we really see enough to make, you know, to form that opinion? Tua could be good. He could be great.
I'm not saying he can't be good. That's not what I was saying. I was saying that he can't be Justin Herbert good.
We don't know that yet. This is a year of reckoning for Tua. It wasn't last year. And the problem is, he has good receivers, Tua does. he doesn't have a good offensive line or a good running back. That's the bigger issue for Tua. Not his own skill, but what surrounds him.
Have you ever thought, though, as a Dolphin homer, have you ever thought that a quarterback was going to be a bust? Because I feel like you've said John Beck and Cleo Lemon. Like, I feel that every time you're filled with hope that this quarterback...
But this one's different, though, Dan.
I'm not saying this is John Beck or Cleo Lemon. This is more of an indictment of Cody than it is of the quarterback. I'm just saying, I feel like under any circumstance, Cody is going to think that the original move the Dolphins are making is the good move because, at his heart, he's a fan before he's a journalist.
Well, that isn't true. Particularly at the quarterback position. The Dolphins haven't had a great season out of a quarterback since the 1 year of Chad Pennington. And I was never a Tannehill supporter in particular. I thought that the Dolphins spent about, even though he's done very well with Tennessee, I thought the Dolphins were spinning wheels with Tannehill about 3 years too long. With Tua, I actually think he's going to be very good. I think he's going to surprise all the skeptics this season.
What evidence do you have to back that claim?
I have the evidence of what he showed in college. I have the evidence of some of the better parts of his game last year. He's healthy now in a way that he wasn't last year. He knows the offense and the playbook now in a way that he didn't last year. And I just think this is a huge proving season for Tua. I could be wrong, but that's my strong sense.
He did have, his rookie season, Dan, with no training camp, didn't know the playbook. He did have 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't Justin Herbert, but it wasn't terrible. It's pretty good for a rookie.
And he won games. I think his record starting was, 8-3 or something? That's not bad.
That's not the measurement. Put that on the board there. Ryan Fitzpatrick just got done saying that he's walking into the best situation of his career. Ryan Fitzpatrick is telling you that the Washington situation is better than the situation he was just in. Not surprisingly, Stugatz's Jets made him want to quit football. He says it's unhappiest he's ever been. This was on Pablo's show, but that the last 4 years have been a joy. And he's saying that the Washington situation is a better situation than this one. And Washington, I think, is one of the, let me think about this for a second, is Washington one of the few teams that has fewer playoff victories than the Dolphins in the last 25 years? There are only a few. There aren't very many in the last quarter century that have fewer playoff wins than the Dolphins.
Yeah, the football team made the playoffs last year, came closest out of all the teams that played the Buccaneers to beating them. They did so with their backup quarterback. So he's right. He's played a very long time, and he's walked into a lot of bad situations. He's walking into a playoff team. I think that's the first time that's ever happened for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's the first time he's had expectations. See what he does with them.
He's also saying that based on his own situation. He's in a great situation now because he's been handed the starting job. And in Miami, he was always going to be the caretaker while you waited for Tua to develop. So Ryan Fitzpatrick has had an awful career in terms of teams he's been stuck with. And now he's going, Mike said, now he's going to a team that has just made the playoffs. So that... And he's been given the starting job, which is dubious. If you're the Washington football team, you don't want a 38-year-old guy to be your starter, but they don't have anybody better.
Washington's won 2 playoff games this century. I believe the Dolphins have only won 1, so Washington might have more.
If I said in the history of this show, has it ever gone more abruptly from doing good content to doing awful content? Would this be put in the time capsule and shot into space and return in 5 years from now? And we'd be like, this is unbelievable how they so deftly went from talking about interesting things to talking about Tua. That is if the whole rocket ship that we've built has fallen from space and hit the Earth.
It's just a backup plan.
Yeah, I'm just making this as interesting to me 5 years from now. Can you imagine referring to the football team from Washington as Washington football team, saying names like Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua? This is going to be a hoot.
Give me the list of some of the names that you got yesterday that delighted you as you went home. You went home beaming. You were radiant because people were just peppering you with fun and great names from the 2000s. Greg Cody was not here in football. We were saying that our favorite space in sports talking is 90s baseball. It's the thing that brings us together during a difficult time. We just love talking about 90s baseball players. They make us laugh. They're a bunch of funny names. And Mike is trying to nominate, as part of the pantheon here of content building, great football names from 2000 as a comparable game.
Kimo von Olhoffen.
Nice. I like it. Sounds like a skier.
Really does.
That was a great one.
A Norwegian that
was, it was a great one, but also great because you went and got it inside your cheeks, which you inflated with wind, and they're under that ridiculous mustache. You said that in the middle in a way that was perfect.
James Joseph Sorge Jr.
Oh, Jim Sorge. Jim Sorge. Yes. Sorge? Sorge.
Sorge.
Sorry. Jim Kleinsaucer.
Oh, that's a great one.
Ligadu Nane. Oh. Wow. That's a good one. Brandon Manumaniyula.
Az-Zahir Hakim.
Oh, that's great.
Chris Fumatumaafala. Oh,
yes.
Dexter Coakley.
Is Lusaka Polite wandering around here somewhere?
Oh, yes, he is. So is Muhammad Massaqua.
Oh, wow.
Was there
Lucian Muhammad?
Was there a Tuiasa Sopo roaming around in 2000s? The son of a Tuiasa Sopo? Oh,
yeah, Marcus Tuiasa Sopo. Yeah.
This is a vulnerable game because you don't want to get silence.
Well, you know, you also don't want to fumble over a Brandon Manumaniyula. But Vicente Shenko. I saw his penis once.
Yeah, we all did. We all did.
His penis.
No, we all did.
No, it's a big penis. He has a monster hammer. That dude. Look, Vicente, let me tell you something. You, sir, you've got a crank on you.
He was nude in the locker room, and everyone saw it. And it was sort of, I don't know, was this at the start of things going viral?
Yeah. Can you imagine listening to this 5 years from now? Corel Buchholter.
Was that around the time that Chris Cooley's penis ended up on the
internet?
That
was much later.
He did that to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicente was a victim of circumstance.
That's right. That's why.
Was he a victim?
Yes, he was. Well, he was.
He was just in his locker room having a good time.
He was a survivor.
Billy Volek.
Oh, wow.
Adewale Ogunleye.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And an actual Nigerian print.
Yeah. Adam Archuleta.
Archuleta.
Mweldy Moore.
Amani Toomer.
Mweldy Moore is a good one.
That is a good one.
It really is.
Was it something that made you feel shame about your machine, Muhammad?
Me? No. Chris is very, I guess, nervous that he'll say something and there will be silence, but I'm perfectly okay with the silence.
Stalker McDougal.
That's
fantastic. Maybe the best one.
Jacob Tammy.
Stalker.
Bobby Brister.
It's a little early. Yeah.
Stalker McDougal makes me, because of the funny, cartoony, bubbly name, it makes me think of a totally different game. I don't think this is 90s baseball. I think it's 80s baseball, and I present to you Miramar's own Odubey McDowell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's good. That is fantastic.
Yeah. MacArthur High
Ranger,
School.
Ranger, center fielder. Weird.
Jericho Cotri.
See, I got the old guys. I roped in the old guys. Yeah. They're like, well, you guys are talking 2000 football and 90s baseball, but if you give me 80s baseball.
Oh, my God.
Look at all the information. They've never been
Ron
so
Gardenhire.
Informed. Look at how informed they were. Greg Cody's in MacArthur High School.
I mean, Odubey. Come on. Everybody knows Odubey MCD. Come on. Kidding me?
Hey, everybody. It's Mike. And typically, I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio. But I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Should Greg Cody of the Miami Herald be allowed to wear a clothespin on his nose?
Hell yeah.
When we smear cat food on his face in a little bit. But he, you know what he told me, Mike? He told me he suffers from GERD.
Stugatz.
I do suffer from GERD, and I'm got a message to Dr. McGillicuddy. He's trying to fax over an injunction to prevent me from doing it because I do suffer from GERD, the digestive reflux disease.
Yeah.
GERD, like Gerd Müller, the former soccer player from Germany. And, you know, it's a serious thing, you know, whether you're laughing about it or not. Gerding it.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Is the game over?
Which one?
Steve Breston.
Dre Bly.
Lavernius Coles.
That was two.
That was a good zig when we were zagging. I thought it was three. It was three coughs there and now a shake of the asthma inhaler. What you did there, Roy, which was a good comedic change of pace there, is this quick insertion of a very short two-syllable name because Dre Bly is magical. We weren't playing that game. That's a totally different game.
Thank you. You got to get in quick. Boom, like that.
Dre Bly made us all smile. Why did that happen? What just happened?
The names, efficiency. Yeah. It was really the efficiency of it for me.
This rocket looks like a penis.
It's also super dirty. Like
I think it's a good sign, Jess. I think you want your rocket to look like a penis.
It looks like.
What do you mean?
It actually reminds me a lot of Asante Shanko.
I was going to say, Vishante Shango's penis looks like a rocket, yeah. Is what I was going to say.
I mean, like, we're not even pretending. Like, you couldn't even, like, pretend it wasn't supposed to be a penis. Look at this thing.
No, it's got
this is like the Austin Powers, like, radar thing where they do the whole joke with, like, Johnson.
Yeah.
It looks like a giant two balls. And we're doing that, but in real life.
It's super phallic. It is. It's cartoonishly phallic. It is sitcom and satire phallic. And again, I remind you, the world is burning and flooding, and these billionaires are sending their phallic symbols into space. If that's not the... While not paying taxes, if that's not
Why can't the floods put out the fires? Just saying, if we're doing both at the same time.
Here goes climate change denier again.
That's not what it is. I'm just saying. If we're both burning and flooding, let's, you know, counteract.
They're in
each
different
other.
Parts of the world, Billy.
Oh.
Quentin Jammer.
Oh, that's a
great That was a great name, for a corner, too. Yes. Jamie name. At the line.
Yeah. Ty Streets.
Oh, look at now. Now Roy's pushing his luck with these shitty quick names. He found his move. He's looking for his. He wants to be the one trick pony of quick names. I think that's a good spot for you. Really tight windows.
And I'm looking at Lions rosters right now. So there you go. The Lions. That's a good team to look at.
Mike Tolbert.
Dave Steeb.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's
oh, old head boy. Wait a minute. That's not Dave Steeb is 80s baseball. That's a different game.
I brought it back.
Is Dave, is Dave Steeb 90s baseball?
I think Steve is, I think he's 80s. I think Steve won a Cy Young. Is that possible?
Omar Moreno, Mickey Rivers. I'm going to do something here to trigger. I'm going to Oscar Gamble. Am I going to trigger some? I'm trying
I
to
think
get
Gamble is 70s,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to get Cody's attention here.
Mickey Rivers.
I could do that whole Braves team, that whole America's team, Gary Matthews, such a bad baseball team, but it was the only cable that you got. It was the only baseball. It was the only sports you could get on television if you lived in a region that was national at the advent of, good God, that's old.
Dorsey Levens.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
Joe Klopfenstein.
Oh, boy.
Was it all downhill after Kimo von Olhoffen?
It really was. It really was. That was the best one. You came with your strong stuff first.
Terry Pendleton.
MVP.
You guys are playing different games.
Dick Trickle.
Okay. That's a completely different game.
I'm saying.
Go walk to the beach. Whoa. Get out of here.
I can't. I got asthma. Sorry.
No, I think he was just talking about the rocket launch.
Oi!
Really?
You think this hour is ever going to air? I hope it does. No, because if it doesn't, obviously, this is not a. If tragedy falls, this is not good for us. If we post it,
no, it can't be posted.
It's bad publicity, Chris. You understand? I know you hit one note on this one. But no, but this
it
would
can't.
Be,
it
this
can't
would be,
be
an example of bad publicity.
Not so sure.
I'm not so sure either. Hmm. We can't predict the future, you know.
Exactly. It's like a pregame show.
We're talking in real time. The rocket ship's about to go off. The 82-year-old funk is under control. It's fantastic.
Made a bad prediction if it goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. When does it launch, by the way?
I am...
T-minus 11 minutes.
Wow, that's exciting.
I am willing to predict with 100% certainty that this is going to be a big fat mission accomplished, and everyone's going to land safely. Yeah. If you are listening to this right now, let me tell you something. They made it. Yep. Congratulations. You did it.
What if they only have three parachutes on board? Who gets left out? How do you
I don't think
that
parachutes come into play in this scenario, Greg. Right.
They do. They do. The schedule route is 11 minutes in the air, then parachutes to land where they are right now.
Yeah,
but not individual parachutes.
I think individual parachutes.
No.
The Bezos brother.
Jumping out of the plane.
Is the answer to my dad's question.
No.
If there
you think they're jumping out of this thing and landing with parachutes?
That's why they brought Wally Funk on. Yeah. Because if there are three parachutes, everybody knows. It's understood.
Show Bruce Willis it.
Yeah. What?
In
he's right.
Armageddon.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. He's right. When he like at the very end goes down with Ben Affleck and he's like switches with him.
Yeah.
That's what she'll do.
It's a powerful love story.
Mm-hmm. We've got two more coughs for the board, please. Two more. They're not laugh coughs, they're regular coughs.
Billy, I saw you in the chat. You said that the rocket looked really dirty and I agreed, but now on closer inspection it appears to just be a pattern on the side of the rocket. So my confidence waned a little, and now it's kind of back. Like, they have a cool pattern thing going on.
Is it cool? That little... What is that?
Okay, maybe it's not what cool. I don't know how you're supposed
it's like
to...
like a feather or something?
But... Like, how would you design the rocket?
I put, like, cool flames on the bottom, right?
Well, that's going to happen naturally.
Yeah.
A bit redundant. That's another cough. Put it on the board.
I'd put a Greg Cody Show podcast decal on the rocket.
There you go.
Right on the window, right? Yeah,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It had been an hour and 20 minutes that we were talking about stuff and not mentioning his podcast. Look how pleased Roy is with his Mike Doss. Mike punched him. They were so happy. I've never seen them so happy. All right,
new game. Two-syllable football players. Let's go. Ty Law.
Speaking of the eye doctor, Roy, you really need to go with how close you have to hold
gone.
Your phone.
Yes, I've
your,
gone.
Your face.
I apparently have cataracts in both of my eyes.
Oh, all right.
Wow. You're young for cataracts.
Yeah.
I believe that's where we started in these 2 hours that will never air once this space rocket explodes. I believe we started right there with Roy's hostility toward the entire group about the eye chart.
Red Grange.
Hey!
That's too old.
Amos Otis.
But it's also, Otis. Two syllables, man.
Amos Otis is a funny name, but it's a different game, Stugatz.
It's not two syllables.
You don't know how to count.
We're doing two syllables.
We're doing two. He's just doing short names and doesn't know what syllables are. Amos Otis is a good name, Stugatz.
I know. What are the syllable things you're talking about?
Trent Green.
That's cool.
That works.
Is that two? Yeah.
It's probably the longest two-syllable name.
Is this hard, or are we just really bad at it? Are we just simply bad at two-syllable names?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
It's hard because some short names like Jim Kelly are actually like two syllables.
The law firm.
About it.
Kim Eng.
It is a good one. It is a good one. And it's the rare one. You're going to have a hard time with this. Two syllables and the last one doesn't have a consonant in
ooh,
it.
Ooh, that win.
Oh, Matt Burke.
It's also consonant and it wouldn't have a vowel.
Vowel,
excuse me.
Yeah.
It's a foul.
So dat win, incredible off the top of my dome to play all the games. You're welcome. That's never going to happen again.
Ray Rice.
Too soon.
It does have a vowel in it. Oh.
I don't know how you spell win.
I think it's
N-G-U-Y-E-N.
W-Y-N.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, there's a U in there?
N-E. What?
But there's a U.
N-G.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
N-G. Oh.
Ray Guy.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Lee May.
I love how Stugatz pulls away from the
Mayday.
He was so happy. He pulled away. He thought that he was going to get a roaring ovation, and we just all stared at him.
Chantrell Henderson.
Fred Smoot.
Oh, Smooty.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. Lockdown corner.
Amply.
Oh, another good
that's
one.
That's the best one yet.
Deion Kane. Oh, wait, that's two. Target.
Two what?
You fool.
I got one. Wait, no, it's two. I can't do this.
She's lost her confidence.
I was going to say Mike Golic.
She's lost her confidence.
Mike Golic.
It's T-minus 5 minutes here, guys.
What do you think they're saying inside there right now?
Holy shit, why are we doing this?
Probably, yeah.
They have to be afraid, even though, as Jessica said, it's totally safe. There's no reason to be nervous at all.
Pat
Josh
White.
Dobbs.
Oh, damn it. Oh.
Josh Dobbs is good, but he's also been in the league for 2 years. We are not doing 80s, 90s, 2000s, or even 10s anymore.
He's also an astrophysicist, Dan. He should be going to space.
Didn't he date Mason Rudolph's ex-girlfriend or something like that?
Yes, they were both dating.
It's
both
like a love triangle
both
situation.
Both backup quarterbacks for the Steelers. You would know this story, Jessica. Jessica, you don't know this story as a Steeler fan?
I don't want to talk about Steelers soap opera drama today. I'm having a good mental health day.
That had to be awkward. All of that. Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph dating the same woman while sharing a huddle, sharing a locker room, and sharing not a lot politically.
There's a...
How could it not be?
How do you know so much about Josh Dobbs' political leanings?
Weird.
I think that's an assumption on your part. Either way, any hoodles, a TikToker actually exposed Ben Roethlisberger, who had an interesting pre-snap motion that would determine whether or not it was a pass or a run. Did you see this, Dan?
I did not. Yeah, he's tipping the Steeler plays. Do you know this story, Jessica?
No. Tell us, Mike.
All right. So it's at Theo Ash NFL on TikTok. And Roethlisberger has a very basic yet very clear pre-snap tell, which gives away whether the next play will be a run or a pass. It comes in a shotgun formation, which is the majority of what the Steelers use. And here it is. When it's a run, Ben Roethlisberger stands flat-footed before the snap. When it's a pass, he lifts his left heel off the ground before the snap. He does this all the time.
It can't be. It can't. How many was that, Greg?
That was one.
That was one big one.
It was an elongated cough. It should count for 1.5.
That it can't be. That it cannot be that all of these people spend this many hours studying this much film to get any kind of advantage, and nobody on the Steelers is noticing our quarterback is tipping all of the plays by lifting his left heel. That's a pass play. It cannot be that simple. These guys are in their computers all week. They're working 20 hours a week.
They've
got these long coaching staffs of people.
Well, the Dolphins didn't notice Tannehill tipping his plays either.
I don't think that was Tannehill. I think it was the coaching staff. The snap count for an entire season was go for a pass and go for a run. And you can hear clear as day watching at home, and it was 100% of the time that everyone just knew the Dolphins snap cadence. And they didn't make any effort to fix it over the course of the season, and naturally, Mike Sherman the next season was coaching high school football.
So you guys believe this story? There feels like proof around this Steelers story that Ben Roethlisberger, who couldn't throw the football last year, like I don't know if you saw Drew Brees here. He was asked by Tirico whether or not he would ever consider coming back. And he's like, my arm feels right now worse than it ever has. I couldn't do anything. I could give you like a drive. But because I haven't been doing all of the throws and stuff, my arm feels terrible. Ben Roethlisberger looked like exactly how every quarterback before Tom Brady used to age. He looked like Mike, you saw that game against the Steelers. They were game planning in a way that was he wouldn't throw the ball down the field. It was all these really quick passes, and all he would do was try and throw these 6-yard passes all season. And they started off the season well, and then everyone realized, oh no, their quarterback is totally noodle arm.
He had 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, which is good, but you're right, in terms of yardage, and he played 15 games. He only threw for 3,600 yards, or 3,800 yards, so... which is low for him.
Steelers also had a drop ball epidemic last year. Like, he didn't have any help. I'm not defending Ben Roethlisberger, but last year he came back from this whole complete elbow reconstruction and probably shouldn't have even really been playing. But he did, to Stugatz's point, he put up a decent amount of numbers, but the Steelers didn't have a balanced offense. They were playing with James Conner, who was kind of banged up all year. Benny Snell was their backup. And They also lost four players on defense to torn ACLs midway through the season around the time that their winning streak ended. So there's a lot more to the Steelers season than just Ben Roethlisberger not being able to throw the ball more than 20 yards downfield, although that was a problem.
No, that's a problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, Dan knows the 33-10 is good, but Roethlisberger two seasons ago had over 5,000 yards passing. This year he was under four.
This is rare for me, okay, because that sport eludes me a little bit when I'm watching it. I'm like, is what I'm seeing real? I have a hard time with all of the schemes and all of the coaching and everything else. Oh, we're T-minus here.
T-minus 10,
we're
yeah.
T-minus. We're blasting off
six,
right now.
Six,
five, four, three, two, one.
Ignition.
All right, so far so good.
There are those flames, Billy.
A lot of flames.
We have liftoff?
We have liftoff.
It is a penis.
Okay. How are we capturing this video? Is this a blimp?
It's a drone.
It's a drone. Yeah, this looks...
It's blimps.
So far so good.
This is looking good.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be able to publish this local hour, everybody.
Excellent.
Okay, this is... Well, it needs to land. Everyone needs to get back safe. That's going to be a half hour from now.
Yeah,
according to Whittingham, they still need to jump out of the space plane...
With
launch
their parachutes.
Yeah. And float back
that
down.
That cannot be the plan.
That is absolutely not the plan.
What do you mean it is the plan?
No, there's got to be a splash landing.
There's a parachute in the capsule.
Splash.
Speaking of which, rarely do my eyes tell me what you guys are telling me is the truth, which is those statistics are a lie. That season... That team started the season undefeated. Nobody believed that the undefeated was for real. She's saying they got injured on defense. They did. Their defense looked great. But when you watch their offense play, it wasn't the space age stuff everyone else is doing. Let's make it quick passes. Let's turn the quick passes into the modern day handoff because we can do it. It's all Pittsburgh could do. And it's all Pittsburgh could do, I thought, Jess, because their quarterback has aged that way, and his arm is that noodled. It was not the guy that I was used to throwing the ball all over the field. Now he says he's come back in Tom Brady shape. He's done all the Tom Brady diet things. We've made fun of him for years for being a skyscraper with legs, and he never took care of himself, and it had to come back to haunt him, right? We had the conversation. Was it Trevor Price who said, somebody said, hitting Ben Roethlisberger is like hitting glass. You just sink into Tom Brady. It's like hitting water because Ben Roethlisberger's tissues aren't...
I'm sure there are people right now that don't remember what Ben Roethlisberger used to be, which would be impossible to sack. He'd be impossible to bring.
One guy was not sacking him. No.
It was the most frustrating experience for the Browns.
That's why their game plan last year was for him to get rid of the ball in less than 2 seconds, which was, I think, the fastest in the league because he was afraid of taking a hit with that surgically repaired elbow. And I also want to add, like, the offensive line for the Steelers, which for the most part is completely gone, completely different this season. They did not play very well last year, and so the run game suffered, and Ben Roethlisberger was just pitching the ball out as fast as he could to receivers who could not catch it and could not keep up with for whatever reason. I don't know why there were so many drop balls last year, and then he couldn't throw it downfield. So, like you said, like their offensive game plan was extremely limited for a number of reasons, and I also think their offensive game plan for the last few years hasn't been very creative. They play like very old school football. They're not doing the things that Eric Bieniemy is doing in Kansas City, so it's kind of upsetting as a fan to see like all these new, exciting, creative offenses, and then the Steelers are just doing the same thing over and over because they're limited to what they have with Ben. But I do think that's why I'm a little bit excited that they drafted Najee Harris, because he's a playmaker and he's fast and dynamic and he should probably get the ball 20 times per game. Ben's old. Like
Ben's old, and that offensive line somehow got worse from last year. I know Pouncey retired.
Do you think it's just worse because
a total changeover? Like, you can't get much worse, because they're going to test that theory.
I mean, Villanueva was not good last year either, and DeCastro is... He's done. I think he might retire. He needs to get a season-ending surgery already this season, so they released him. I don't think they can get worse. I don't know how much better they'll be, but it doesn't, you know, keeping the same thing they had last year, I don't think they got, like, the Steelers got a ton of criticism for kind of letting go of that all-star offensive line from 5 years ago, but they had not been playing that well in the last couple of years, and they drafted decently well, so I don't know.
If we are able to air any of this, I believe that you right now are at the center of some true possible innovation for what your sports coverage is going to sound like 20 years from now, now that Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are going to give you a second screen experience. Peyton didn't want to do Monday Night Football proper. It's 10 games. I want to be the second game. I want to invite celebrities in. Me and my brother are just going to screw around, and you're going to have to pay to see it. 3-year contract.
Such a good idea.
But we're doing it right now. We are weaving effortlessly between interesting content and NFL football. That isn't interesting content. The Steelers, we just broke down the Steelers more in 5 minutes than we have across the last decade. And Mike and Jessica argued about whether the Steeler offensive line is good while a billionaire flies his penis into space. Did a parachute open?
There seems to be a parachute. This, I don't know. I'm going to put it in queue and listen for a little bit to make sure that we're not just... talking over a tragic situation, if you would excuse me for just one moment.
Couldn't they have strapped the camera onto this thing? I mean, we're looking at it from Earth still.
What does space look like? TikToking this, right, Billy?
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, there we go.
I believe that what's happened there is the vessel that they have to break free from now falls to the Earth and the rest of it is still climbing. Am I wrong?
It's descending. The altitude is going down.
So is it over?
No.
There seems to be excited voices on the ship.
It's the booster that's coming down, Billy. It's not the rocket that's coming down. It's the booster. The booster's altitude is falling in that parachute, and Mike thought it was a tragedy because we are not expert space coverers.
Great camera work, by the way.
It's BS that Jeff Bezos decided to fly with this 82-year-old woman who is by all means like, this is a historic flight for her. This is a huge deal. Everyone's rooting for her. He's one of the most unlikable people in the world, and now he's tying his fate to this person. And you can't root for them to fail regardless because, like, no one wants that. But it is kind of BS, right?
A symbol that the rich white man could buy himself into any portal, no matter how qualified the woman is to be there before him? I mean, of course, well, that's where we are.
But also, I mean, like, we're rooting for her to do this, right? Whereas, like, if it were Bezos and some other person, it'd be like, cool, yeah, whatever. But I'm like, okay, I legitimately want her to succeed because she's always wanted to go to space and she's been working at this for 6 decades. So that's a cool story, but it's tied to the story of billionaire wants to go to space, which I don't care about.
But it's a heady pick by Bezos. Yes. Don't you agree?
It's what Steve Gotch would do.
It's what I mean. Yeah. It's BS. Right.
She's excellent cover.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about this? Are you happy or are you not happy?
The booster is now 4,000 feet from Earth. They're going to try to reuse this thing. So the plan is for this thing to land, this booster engine, to land on the ground safely.
Oh, it's landing so softly. Look at this. It's going to land perfectly. It's 70 feet from the ground, and it is torching the ground beneath it. And it's going to land super softly.
That's what Jess and I were saying. I mean, Bezos is risking anything today. He'll land super softly as well.
Touchdown! Yeah.
The booster touchdown, it says on the screen. Yep. The bottom of it appears to be on fire.
They're not using that again.
Who kicks the extra point? The 18-year-old?
It's a little bit off to the right.
I liked it.
It landed exactly where it had to land. It landed like a bullseye.
Yep. So now the capsule is
like
next.
Like a bullseye, but not a bullseye.
Capsule is coming down.
Right,
at about
Dan, not a bullseye.
It was very close.
No, the yellow is the bullseye. It was a little like in the red and the blue area.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, Dan.
That's right.
The capsule is now about 10,000 feet from Earth. It is falling at about 1,000 feet per second. Here, within like the next 15 seconds or so, we should find out as to whether or not Wally Funk made it.
Wait, there's the parachutes, Woody. Do you see them?
Yeah, they are.
They look like little octopus tentacles.
Very small.
Nice. Shooting it.
I wanted a bigger parachute for sure. So that was it, huh? That's what they spent billions of dollars on. Yeah. 4 minutes in space.
Barely in space.
I do think that Whittingham can be accused of thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, Whittingham, that you had an 82-year-old woman just gliding in on a single parachute.
Yeah, like
no
skydiving.
You know why? It's because I was thinking of the Red Bull guy. The Red Bull guy that went up in that capsule, he actually, on a parachute, went back down to the ground. But yeah, I was wrong on that one.
I backed him up several times.
There's not been a lot of space expertise. It's one of the ways the ESPN broadcast with Peyton and Eli will be better than this one. Our space experts did not prove to be in any way space experts. Because again, winning him had parachuting from space, an 82-year-old woman in a parachute. With, not in a capsule, just sort of slaloming through the air, swiveling her hips until landing perfectly.
Look how softly this thing is going to land. Like, perfect execution, man. Perfect.
All right, so does someone, as this lands 900 feet, the capsule's altitude is about to land. Look at us, just fascinated. Greg Cody is riveted. He said, I believe, to be another historic record like this one of, what is it, 12 coughs in the first?
That's being generous, man.
Is it more than that? How many? What is the count so far on coughs here, Chris Cody?
We have regular coughs, 12, laughing coughs, 8.
Wow, 20 coughs. And here it is, 200 feet, Stugatz. It's about to land.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming very in hot. Exciting.
This was completely pointless. I think I've been on roller coasters that lasted longer than this trip to space.
Nice landing.
All right, less work for us.
Yes. I mean,
he took off and excellent. Landed, and we're still in the big suey.
Matt Turk.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.